8 ways to power up your life.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted, thrilled to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. And we are absolutely excited to have your 5-star rating on iTunes. It means so much to us. We really deeply appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, we're putting together a small booklet. We're probably going to make it available for you to download free off the website sometime in the near future here. I want to just share one of these secrets of manifesting wisdom with you that we've put together. Your manifested future begins with intolerance of your present. Let's pause for a moment. Are you tolerating depression? Are you tolerating poverty? Are you tolerating a corrupt relationship? Are you tolerating a business that doesn't produce you the kind of money you deserve? When you decide that you're not going to tolerate it anymore, then you will be ready to manifest beyond belief. So today we're going to share 8 ways to kind of power it on up, take your life to the next level. Number 1 is set powerful intentions. I mean, you've got to have some, I want you to listen to this now. There is a difference between setting an intention, something like, I just want enough money to pay my car payment. That's noble. I mean, you should want to pay your car payment. Versus, I intend to earn $20,000 this month. I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know when or from who. But it will be legal, and I will attract it into my life. See, that's a powerful intention. And okay, so maybe you believe that $20,000 is unbelievable because you have to believe your intention. So maybe $5,000 or $3,000. But get off the minimums, okay? I mean, stop operating from a place of emotional, spiritual, and financial poverty. Number 2. Fire it up and stay pumped up. When your desires border on obsession, when they border on obsession, then you're going to attract some wonderful, incredible miracles into your life. Yeah, that's important. That is important. Your desires must border on obsession. And that's how you stay fired up. That's how you stay pumped up. And it's not a want desire. It's not, I want my boyfriend back. It's not that. It's, I'm fired up. I'm absolutely certain. I am manifesting the most incredible relationship of my entire life. And it's going to be with me my entire life. I'm not going back to the old relationship. It didn't work. I'm moving forward into something new, something exciting. And I am, I know you don't want to hear this. I am open to the universe. I'm going to trust the universe that no matter what I ask for, that the universe might provide me something even better. You have no idea how many clients we have worldwide over the years that have said, you know, I hated when you taught me that. I hated that philosophy. I hated that idea. And thank God I used it and invoked it because I found something better. I created something better. I have a better career, a better job, a better opportunity. Number three, you've got to get inspired. I mean, if all you're trying to do is pay a bill, if all you're trying to do is stop the emotional pain, then you're working from minimums. You're just avoiding pain. I want you to be inspired about something extraordinary in your life. I want you to be inspired about something special, about a life that is just filled with prosperity and abundance and wealth and manifesting and love and passion and joy, health and vitality. Get inspired. I recommend finding inspirational music and audiobooks that you can listen to on a regular basis. And I have to put a plug in for ourselves. You might want to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Number four, improve yourself daily. Every single day, look for a way to improve yourself. We constantly are looking for ways to improve the podcast, for example. I mean, if you go back and listen to some of the stuff that we had out there in 2010, 2009, it's not anywhere like what we're doing today. One of my friends came over the other day, and he's been in my studio before, and he saw the new microphone and everything. He goes, wow, you're always improving. I said, yes, the listeners deserve it, but I deserve it too. You know, upgrading your computers, taking your knowledge level on a particular topic and maximizing it, reading books, learning, improving yourself, exercising, eating clean, drinking rose quartz water, improving yourself.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number five, act brave. You're not always going to be brave, but I want you to act brave. When you act brave about your life and about what you are creating and manifesting, then you will start to become brave. You're going to have an incredible life. You're going to have incredible love and money and prosperity, but it begins with an inner sense of bravery. Number six, never, I mean never give up. You can change directions, that's okay. You can modify plans, that's fine. You can reprioritize, yes indeedy. But never, ever give up. Number seven, this is a big one. This is new to the list, and I've added this because I really want you to hear this. Stop tolerating depression. Seek happiness. Look, some of you just tolerate depression. It's become a way of life. It's become a thinking pattern. It's become a muscular pattern. You have a lot of negative, painful memories. You have limiting beliefs that are trapped not only in your thoughts, your conscious mind, not only in your subconscious mind, but they're trapped within your energy field as well, and they're trapped within the neuromuscular armoring of your body. That's one of the things that we are helping people remove at Manifesting Beyond Belief here in Taos, New Mexico, because you need all of these blocks removed. When you are vibrating at a level of depression, you are attracting very little of what you desire. When you're vibrating at a level of confidence, bravery, and optimism, you're vibrating at a place where almost any thought you think is going to start to manifest in a positive way. It's amazing how quickly you can manifest miracles when you're happy. Well, number 8, stop going backward. Go forward. Forward. Move forward. You know, okay, you had a relationship. You had a marriage. You're not going back to it because if it was that good, it wouldn't have broke up. He wouldn't have left you. She wouldn't have left you. You know? Whatever. Start thinking in terms of a happy relationship, a loving relationship, a new relationship. And if it's your business or your career and you've made mistakes, keep going forward. Don't go backward. Every step forward takes you closer to the miraculous life that you were called to live. I'm serious about that. Go forward. Hey, listen. If you're listening to this podcast right now, May 16th, you know, we have just been in a fog here preparing for Manifesting Beyond Belief in Taos, New Mexico. I want to invite you to go over to Facebook and join us at Law of Attraction Solutions. Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook. Because we're going to be sending live updates from Taos, New Mexico, from Manifesting Beyond Belief. There's going to be miracles happening. I know this. It's going to be an incredible experience for the people that, the people that work through the resistance to make it happen. Amazing. Got a gentleman, love him, coming all the way from Australia. Got another gentleman who's driving with his girlfriend all the way from Orlando, Florida. People coming, flying in from California, New York, and all over the place. But I mean, some people are overcoming tremendous resistance to attend Manifesting Beyond Belief. It's amazing. Anyway, I don't know what to say, Rachel. I'm humbled by this because people are putting a tremendous amount of hope and trust in us and the teachings we are going to provide that weekend. And if you live in New Mexico, we are doing a free 1 hour at Optimism. We're going to do a little mini Manifesting Beyond Belief for 1 hour at Optimism in Taos, New Mexico. And if you want to attend that, that is going to be Thursday the 18th. Yeah. Thursday the 18th in Taos, New Mexico will be at Optimism. So you can call down there. 7 p.m.? Okay. It's going to be an hour. They always go long. We'll have fun. Come on down. And it's a great little shop. We're going to have a great time there. And, you know, if you can't make the entire weekend at least come to that if you are in town. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, for sharing it with your friends on Facebook. It means a great deal to us. And we will see you soon. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.